So sometimes when you see me, I may have stubble.
Your household has the most confusing fucking schedules. And it's just like, well, Sydney has to have a bath every 2.5 weeks. Or else she'll get matted. And then we just can't look at her. We can't bear to look at her. And then I shave once every 7 3/4 days.
There's no set amount of time.
Except on the harvest moon where I shave twice in a week.
It takes about a week for my stubble to get to the point that it bothers me. And this morning it was at that point, so I shave.
I shave. Even though I have a beard, I shave every 3 days.
But you trim.
No, because like from the bottom of my chin to, you know, down my neck where hair grows, I shave there. And then I keep this piece shaved, you know, the cheeks. I shave so that I have a nice beard line. Yeah, I feel bad that RT Cruiser has been sick, and I wasn't following that because I really wasn't paying attention, and so because of my mom's stuff. So I apologize, RT Cruiser. I did not know that you were sick. But he's saying something about his hand.
I apologize that you were sick as well, RT Cruiser. I don't go on Facebook anymore, so.
I am going to check the volume.
Delete my Facebook account, but there is a whole Pride 48 Facebook group and all that. So
I don't know if I can adjust the volume. Hold on.
Of what?
No, I can, because...
The volume of what?
Of our Discord. I think I can. There. Does that give you more volume, guys?
On the overall Discord? Volume or me?
No, the overall volume.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because they're usually complaining that I'm
Discord has its own headphone amp, so I can continue to go louder if I need to. That's like, that should be crazy loud. That should be downright like, oh my God, I'm going to blow it out loud.
I'll just say this. I don't want to be a downer this evening, but I watched the service. It was lovely.
Yes.
And your story was especially lovely and made me tear up. And I also snow ski. So, and you know that because you are my friend and you listen to Geeky Gay as well. So anyway, just wanted to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. That's the volume going to the recorder. Here, I'll try the Discord. This should be the Discord volume, headphone amp 3. I was just cranking up. So all of you listening to the pre-show when it got really loud just a second ago, that was because I was twisting the wrong knob. Yeah.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Well, I'm glad that you got to see the service. I was worried because last night when you had texted
it
me.
It was on there.
It was or wasn't?
It was not.
Yeah. I couldn't find it last night. And so today I was going to talk to the funeral home and be like, hey, you guys told me that you were going to have it recorded. But then today it was there. So.
Yeah. And I didn't want to text you and be like, liar. It's not there. I tried to watch it. So I thought I'll give it overnight.
For those of you who don't know, Adam texted me last evening and said.
Called you.
And yeah. Said. Actually, it wasn't even last evening, it was last afternoon, yesterday afternoon. But anyway, he was just like, just so you know, let me get it right here. I don't want to, here it is.
I don't even sound like that. You guys make me sound way more Southern than I actually sound.
Hey, I'll be attending the service tomorrow. This is at 7 o'clock last night. Hey, I'll be attending the service tomorrow. Also, are you going to feel like recording or would you like someone to fill in? And then I had to respond to him with, the service was today.
I felt like such a jerk.
It's all right. But then you sent a lovely bouquet of flowers today. Thank you. It was very sweet.
Yeah, it was supposed to get there on the day of the service, which I thought, oh, I'll have them deliver it on Friday. I ordered that earlier in the week. I could have had it delivered yesterday.
It's fine.
But because I'm so
you know what? It doesn't matter because we weren't really here yesterday. We were no. at the funeral, and then we were at mom's house with the family after the funeral. And then last evening, because my nephew had come into town for so I was at my sister's house for dinner last night. So we were only at home yesterday from like 3 to 6 o'clock. And during that time I slept because I really didn't sleep the night before. So I basically came home from after the funeral and fell asleep.
Well, are they colorful flowers?
Yes, they're very lovely. I don't have them in this room. They're downstairs in the kitchen. Fine. I will take a picture and send them to you.
In the photo, they looked almost rainbowish.
I'm assuming there are lilies that are in them that have not opened yet, so they will open over the next few days. So, I mean, there are flowers that are open, but then those like little lilies are going to open over the next few days. It'll be quite lovely.
And they never look exactly like the photo anyway, because, you know. Yeah, I had a little bit of a cat. I don't know what happened because, well, you posted it to Facebook,
yes.
which I don't look at, but Mark looks at Facebook.
Yes.
So he said, "Boyfie, Daniel has posted the thing. Let me text it to you." So he texted it to me. And I looked at the date, and for some reason I got it in my head that that date was Friday. And so I blocked off my calendar at work.
Oh.
I did all this stuff, like, so I wouldn't have any meetings and everything. And then I realized that today is not the 18th, and yesterday was the 18th.
Did you think the soloist did it? I thought the soloist did a great job.
Yeah, she did. She did a really good job.
She was good. She runs the company that provides the healthcare people for my mom, you know, the ones that have been for Alzheimer's for the last several years. And most of them were there. All the people that took care of my mom were there also. So it was just immediate family and the caregivers. And then like a couple of extended family. It's a huge church, so everyone was spread out. But
yeah, the camera angle, you can't really tell.
Yeah, it was.
And everything is far away as well.
Yeah, that was filmed from the balcony down. Yeah, I didn't know what they were going to do. But
I mean, not that I expected some big production or, you know.
I don't, why not? Yeah. I don't know why the church wasn't set up.
Multicam and,
yeah,
you know,
I would imagine.
Switching and...
Here's the thing. Those are two permanent podiums on the dais there. I'm surprised that they don't have cameras focused on them that they could switch between. It's just like, because during the Sunday service that they live stream, I guess they just do it from that balcony shot. That seems really.
I don't look at my church, but I go to a pretty fancy, well, not fancy in that way, not fancy like Methodist church fancy, where you have a pipe organ and all that kind of stuff, but a very modern. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a rock concert, you know, when you go in, the lights come down, there's all these stage lights and everything.
Yes.
I don't usually watch I don't know that I've ever watched the television program because they broadcast it on TV, but I only have to imagine that they do all this camera switching and all that kind of stuff for that.
Usually those mega church things, they have video screens up in the ceilings, right? So they are doing camera work because that's how people can see. But yeah, I will say this about the church. It is a very old church, and that is an original pipe organ. That is like one of the original pipe. I don't know. It's on some registry of pipe organs. Like it's the old, you know, the one in the South. It's one of the fanciest in the Southeast, I guess. It's got all the, and the one thing that annoyed me was the funeral home did a little video presentation thing. And we had requested, because the organist that was there was a friend of mom's. And so we had requested that they not play music on the video, that they let the organ play during that time when they showed the video. And so he had some prepared numbers to play during the video. And as he was playing, the video was playing noise on the speakers. And then he quit playing because the funeral home had their music on it. And it was just like, you had one job, people. You had one job.
I noticed the organist sitting there.
Yeah.
But the music was piano.
Yeah. And that was because he didn't know what to do at that point. He's just like, well, they're playing music and I can't do anything. So,
yeah.
It's all right.
I did notice that. I noticed. Well,
the best part of the funeral was apparently I didn't understand the whole table thing. Like there was a table up front that we were supposed to put things that reminded of some mom or whatever. And I had chosen, mom had made me some placemats a long time ago from a fabric that we also used. She also made some pillows for my bed. Anyway, so I had these placemats. I was like, all right, well, I'll just bring a placemat. That'll be fine. And I get to the church and I realize I don't have the placemat and I don't have my mask. So I'm really annoyed because my house is 30 minutes from the church and there's no way I can get back home and back to the church in time. So fortunately, the church had disposable masks, so I was able to get one of those. But, you know, I didn't have anything to put on this memory table because it was like Alyssa's last minute thing. So my brother-in-law happened to have mom's purse. And that was one of the things with Alzheimer's. Mom was constantly looking for her purse. Like, where's my purse? Do I have my purse? Do I have my keys? Where's my purse? Do I need my purse? So that's why I put the purse on the table because it was available. So I went up and put the purse on the table. My sister, when she went up to put whatever she did, knocked over a thing that was on the table and then like sat there and futzed with it and knocked over another thing. And it was like this whole big production where she just kept knocking things over. So good for her.
I saw you put stuff up there, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, you couldn't see from the distance,
it,
whatever.
It looked black. It looked like a dark thing.
It was a purse. Yeah, it was a purse.
I wasn't.
Yeah. I think my brother put a sign that we used to have up at our lake place that said, please don't walk on the water. My sister put something that mom had sewn up there. I think on the table ahead of time was like a tennis racket of hers and some house keys and some other. So I don't know. It was a weird thing. I'd never experienced that before. I don't know if that's a thing that she came up with, but that's what it was. It was a table with things. I don't know. Tim in Alaska says, as usual, you find folks are my ears, but chat is on my laptop in the office upstairs. I might be there, but more likely on the main level in the kitchen. A bit downstairs, or perhaps he'll be in his gift wrapping room, or perhaps he'll be in the after gift wrapping room. I don't know. I really want to go to Tim's house. I really want to go to I was thinking we're going to take an Alaskan cruise, and then I'm going to take a few extra days, and I'm going to go visit Tim in Alaska. But now Alaska is basically shut for cruises through 2022. It's like the Alaskan ports are not, well, it's not the Alaskan ports, it's the Canadian ports, but there's this law that says that a cruise ship cannot depart from a U.S. port and return without going to a foreign country. It has to, so you can't go from U.S. port to U.S. port to U.S. port unless the ship is registered in the U.S. And since all the cruise ships are registered outside of the U.S., they have to go from a U.S. port to a foreign country and back.
So they can mistreat their employees.
Right. And with Canada closed, there's no close foreign country for the Alaskan cruises. So
Well, you could just go to Alaska. I'm sure there's stuff to do. But yeah, the cruise was really nice. We enjoyed the cruise for sure. Oh, I know.
No, I would like to go on a cruise. I think we should all go on a cruise. We should, you and Mittens, and Zach and I should go on a cruise, and we can see. I know they won't go, but we could see if Auntie Scott and Drew. But they'll only go on Crystal cruises, and I don't necessarily want to go on Crystal cruises. So, I mean, I don't know.
Crystal cruises. I mean, no offense to Auntie Scott.
Oh God, here we go.
But Crystal cruises seems to me like it might be a cruise line more for older people.
So we're just going to be visiting with each other.
I kind of envision shuffleboard, you know, and they bring, I don't know. I can't think of any other old people things, but
and
I'm not calling Auntie Scott old. I'm just saying,
and of course cruises. Not. Yes. Crystal cruises.
He's very
most
young.
Cruise lines are geared towards older people.
He's very young. He and Drew both very young. They both look very young, but Crystal Cruises, I expect, you know.
He knows where you live.
Well, you know, the vicinity, the vicinity of where I live, not the address. So I think I'm okay.
How about a Pride 48 cruise instead of the Sodom and Gomorrah location?
You know, it's been tossed around, It would basically just be we all decide to go on a cruise at the same time. Because we're not, you know, I mean, we're not big enough to rent a cruise ship, obviously.
I will not, and, I'll say this right now, I will not be on a cruise ship with Joey Buhecker for 7 days. That's just not going to happen, so.
And they're big. But, yeah, so, I mean, it has been discussed, but it wouldn't be, I think if we ever did a cruise, it would literally just be a cruise.
I'm going to say this. This would probably be an unpopular thing to say, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
There is a point where the number of people in a party becomes too big for it to be fun. And to me, that number is like six. In a party larger than six, it's herding cats. It's, oh, I need to pee. Oh, wait, I should have peed when you pee. Oh, wait, no, come on. I wanted to go over here. Oh, I wanted to go over there. Yeah, it's like, so to me, it's like a small group of six, a maximum of six, is the perfect social little group. And you can do things with it. But when you're talking, you know, Pride 40, let's say that half the number of people that go to Vegas would go to, or to New Orleans would go on a cruise.
So 30 or 40 now.
So now you're down to like 30 or 40 people on a cruise ship is not big enough that you can control your own rooms. So you couldn't like take over the club or one of the clubs or whatever to do something.
Yeah.
Because the cruise ships fit, you know, thousands of passengers. So a group of 30 is not going to have a lot of weight. Unless you want to join the Bill W. folks and like take it over at 6 a.m. in the morning or something like that. But the, to me, going on a cruise with the, you know, the Pride 48 people would just be, it would just be a bunch of people taking individual cruises. There would be nothing that you could do as a
group. Well, yeah. I mean, you would just say, hey, we'll meet up to have dinner. Right. At the same time or something. I don't know. Anyway, we've discussed it, but no. The other thing is we have a lot of people who...
our executive producer, Cyclone, wants to start a Kickstarter of a documentary of Adam and Mittens, Daniel and Zach, in an RV driving to Alaska with Joe Batance as their tour guide.
Why would Joe Batance be the tour guide? Does he have specific knowledge of Alaska? Or is he just, you know, would he be a funny tour guide?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I don't even know if he's ever been to Alaska. I was going to say something.
But Auntie Scott, you have to agree with me that it would be just a much nicer cruise if it was just a small group. It would be miserable to go on a cruise with a large group of people. That's just my personal opinion. It would be miserable to go to Disney with a large group of people also.
RT Cruiser is saying that the Stream Link doesn't work too well on Apple devices. I would assume it never worked.
It launches well but stops. So if you're on Discord, I can't run it in the background either. You can't do Discord in the background?
If you're on Discord, you can listen to Discord. If you're not, you can use TuneIn Radio, which I assume is available on iPhone.
That's true. Yes. TuneIn Radio still works, and that's on iPhone. But, You could also, on Discord.
The problem with the web, on any phone, it's going to be the same. Pride 48 is a website. So generally, when you play audio on a website and then you close that website
screen. Or minimize it, yeah. There's a setting. Isn't there a setting that says keep streaming audio going or something? I know there is on Android that I set a long time ago.
I don't know anything about iPhone, but I just know that generally if I have something playing in a browser window, and then I minimize the browser on my phone, it will stop playing. So I think it's just because it's a web page. But if you have the TuneIn app, or if you can play it in Discord, those would probably both work. Yeah. I mean, I'm playing around with different options for players on the website, and I haven't settled on one yet. Right now, it's just the basic one, the HTML5 audio player. But... I don't think there is a player that I can choose that'll keep playing. I think that's just how the phone treats browser audio.
Yeah, I mean if you're gonna use shitty Apple products, I'm pretty sure Pride 48 is available.
I thought you were looking to buy an iPhone yourself, Mr. Brewer.
I'm pretty sure that Pride 48 is available on iTunes. That like the we're on their streaming site. We were. I submitted it a long time ago. I guess when you changed the stream, you might not have updated it. So.
Oh, they have a streaming site? I have no idea.
They have that whole idea. I don't know. I was looking at an iPhone for a short period of time, but then I realized that iPhones will just... iPhones suck at podcasting, and most of what I use my phone for is podcast. It's like, I can't change the speed of a podcast on an Apple phone other than hard set numbers, like 2x or whatever. It's like, I tend to listen to mine at 1.3 speed, which is really good for me. I can't do that on the iPhone. And I also can't use third-party podcast apps on the iPhone because they're like, hey, now that conflicts with art. So it's like the apps that I like to use, which is Podcast Addict, is not available on the iPhone because I can't. So I would be stuck using that shitty podcast player.
They don't have Pocket Cast either. They've got to have something.
I don't like Pocket Cast. You have to understand what the thing that makes Podcast Addict so amazing to me,
yes,
is that I can prioritize podcast and then sort them in priority and date order so that when I, and then after I play us, after it gets finished with anything that it's playing, it goes back to the top of the list. If there's something at the top of the list. So that means that I'm guaranteed that I will always get Geeky Gay playing. So when I just hit play on my phone, even if I'm listening to the end of another podcast, when it ends up, I will get Geeky Gay because yours comes in daily. So I will get the Geeky Gay and then I'll get the New York Times. And then after that, then I have other shows that I can listen to. But that's, it's like, that way I don't have to adjust things. I don't have to like drag things up and down. I don't have to go and pick what shows I want to listen to. I have them coming in a very specific order that I like to listen to them in. Because to me, it's like, okay, well, I want to listen to Adam and I want to listen to the New York Times and I want to listen to the Tech News Podcast. Those are the three that I want to listen to that I need to listen to daily. And other than that, if I have more time than that, then I'm happy to listen to other things which are at a lower priority. But as far as, you know, the tech news is very timely. Like, I don't bank up the tech news show.
Yeah, it doesn't have that. It does have, you can create filters, but you don't have a lot of options on sorting.
It's complicated. See, Lamont Cranston agrees with me. Podcast Addict is amazing.
Okay. I've never tried that one. I'm happy with Pocket Cast. So.
Love Podcast Addict.
Pocket Cast does things that I need. Like, I don't need a priority sort. I just sort by oldest to newest
will do that as well.
And then it also syncs between devices. So if I have three different devices, mm-hmm, and I'm listening to one podcast on one and then I switch over to the other one, mm-hmm, it remembers the one that I was listening to and automatically takes me to that one.
Podcast Addict doesn't do that, although I wish they did. But at the same time, I just take my phone with me. So it's like I have
three phones right now.
I have wireless earbuds that I pop in, and then so when I'm ready to leave. So when I'm sitting here, I have a Bluetooth going into my mixer, so my phone pairs with my mixer, and so I can listen to podcasts while I'm sitting at my desk. And then if I want to go downstairs and eat lunch or cook lunch, make lunch or whatever, I just pop in my Bluetooth earbuds and switch it over and go. And then when I get in my car, it hooks to my Bluetooth in my car. And, you know, so that way my phone's always with me. I don't know, Adam. This is super boring for everybody to listen to.
This is the pre-show. It doesn't even
I know, but I'm saying I'm even boring myself talking about this.
Speaking of phones, I'm going to talk about phones. Not that I'm buying a new phone, just my current
situation. Tim, you can join the voice. You are automatically muted, so don't worry. You won't be talking to it. Then you can hear us.
On the air.
That's right. Tim can now hear us in Discord. See? Yeah. That's right. You can't talk to us. We have it set so that only Adam and I can speak in this channel. So you're good. You're good. And the beauty is you have no lag. It's like,
I don't even join that channel because you're hearing what we're hearing.
I am so sorry, by the way. I'd like to publicly apologize to you for last week when I was sending you the settings for that room and I didn't know it was going to be such an ordeal, and I feel bad about it.
That's okay.
But I was listening in Discord and it was like, and I was just like, oh, he doesn't have the voice sensitivity set low enough. And I thought it would be an easy fix. And then it turned out being this thing that I could feel you being frustrated. I know you well enough to know that you were very frustrated. And so I was just like, oh God, I've screwed it up. So I apologize.
It's all right.
That being said, I enjoyed the show last week.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Batance had me laughing out loud a couple of times.
If you guys want to hear Batance and I.
Oh God, no.
Just kidding. I mean, it's not on Mix Minus, obviously, but we do Throwing Down, and it's going to be live on Pride 48 going forward.
Yes.
So, but you'll have to, like, it's supposed to be on Tuesdays, but then my haircut's this Tuesday, so we're having to move it. Mm-hmm. So you'll kind of have to watch Twitter and stuff if you're interested, but it's roughly 7 p.m. Eastern on whatever days. But anyway, well, I'm glad. I'm glad you enjoyed it. We enjoyed it as well. It was almost just like doing an episode of Throwing Down with the mix minus music.
Yeah, you know, it went off the rails with that quiz because, God, that was horrible.
Oh, God.
God, that was horrible. You should have bailed.
No, they
should have bailed on it. You should have just bailed.
They never gave a score either.
Should have.
I went back and looked.
You should have just gone for the news quiz. Well,
I should have. But, you know, hindsight's 20/20, they say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I Googled and looked at various quizzes and thought, oh, this is an EW quiz. I'm sure that's going to be quality.
Okay, but pronounce EW.
There were me. EW.
Pronounce it.
EW.
Pronounce it as a word.
Entertainment Weekly.
No, pronounce it as a word. EW. Pronounce it as a word.
EW.
What are you, what? Ew.
Ew. Oh, okay. I'm like, what? What do you want me to do? What is this?
My God, we would suck on $25,000 pyramid. Just like, pronounce it as a word. What? I don't understand what you're saying.
So Tim, other show. So Tim is saying he was always afraid he would mess someone's show up if you click show audio.
Yes.
The show audio is only, that is a mix minus only feature. So we don't, because Daniel streams to the Discord channel. We don't do that normally. So you wouldn't mess up any other show, but like Daniel said, you guys are muted. So.
We're professionals here, Tim. You won't upset us. You won't throw us. We're not actually professionals, by the way.
I'm gonna have to listen. I'm gonna have to see though, because I feel like I've listened to the stream lots, and I haven't had problems listening to the stream. I mean, Cyclone was saying there are buffering issues and stuff like that on the stream, but
mm-hmm.
I listen to it quite often just to make sure everything's going okay.
Here, we can do.
And
we can do this right now.
That's gonna be the that.
Go
so I think, I mean,
by the way, did you hear Archer's tech talk with John Ong?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God. So John Ong went and bought a Rodecaster Pro.
Yeah.
And so they were both using their Rodecaster Pro and they were doing an end-to-end recording or a double-ended recording. They made it so ridiculously complicated. They were like muting out channels and stuff like this because neither one of them knows how to use the multi-track recorder on it, which is just a setting. You just have to turn on the multi-track recorder and then they wouldn't have to do any of that. And I was just like, they didn't invite me on the show because of mom's funeral and stuff, but I would have loved to have been on that show to teach them how to do the multi-track so that they wouldn't have had to do any of that stuff.
Wait, I don't understand. They were muting out.
So they were doing a thing where they were muting out each other's channels so that they wouldn't, so that they could record on the mixer without recording the other person that was talking. So they were trying to record, except record you.
But doesn't that mixer?
No. So the recorder, when you don't have multi-track set on, just does a full recording. Like whatever comes through the mixer is being recorded. So that's everything, okay. Right? Unless you mute it out. And so that's what they were trying to do is they were trying to mute it out. And it was just like going, you guys are making this so complicated. You really don't need to.
Let's and see, is there literally just a button you push for multi-track?
So that's what they were trying to do. Yeah, it's a setting button. Out, and it was just like going, you guys are making this so complicated.
Mm.
You really don't need to.
And is there literally just a
stream? Stream
you
sounds
push
right.
For multi-track?
And so that's what they, yeah. Stream sounds fine to me. And it was just like going, you guys are making this.
It also records us now, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
If this we ever lose,
there are added audio problems with the frozen inner tubes that run through Texas. Oh yeah.
Can
you what?
I don't want to be insensitive.
Okay, but you're going to.
But
Hold on. The views of Adam Burns are not necessarily views of Mix Minus, its sponsors or its other hosts.
I don't want anyone to die. I don't want anyone to die.
That's a good die.
I don't want, uh-huh. I'm not wishing any death on anyone.
Not wishing death.
But I feel like it snowed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like it snowed.
Mm. It snowed.
It snowed here as well.
Yes.
People lost power here. Now I did not lose power.
Yes.
My parents, their heat went out.
Yes.
They haven't had heat all week.
Okay.
It's been just as cold here as it was in Texas. My parents didn't freeze to death.
Yes.
They didn't, nothing like.
Okay, but keep in mind that the good portion of Texas is parallel to Florida. They're just not used to winter. They're not set up for winter. It's like.
Oh, I lived in Texas.
In Connecticut, we would regularly get 10 to 14 inches of snow, but we were set up for that. The state had infrastructure to deal with it. They had trucks to clear the road. They had salt to put down on the roadways. They had a bunch of like little scoopers that come in and scoop the truck out, you know, the snow out of downtown and put it into trucks and send it off somewhere else. It's like Texas isn't set up for that. And worse, all of the things in Connecticut or in states where it does get cold are winterized so they can withstand being cold. And what happened here is that the infrastructure in Texas was unable to withstand the cold weather, and that's what broke down, and it was a cascading effect. So it's like some of the large buildings that have heat relied on boiling water to create that heat, and because the pipes burst or there was problems with the pipes freezing up because they weren't properly winterized, they could no longer boil water to produce heat.
Native Americans used to live in teepees.
Yes. And Adam, people could go outside and start a campfire and sit next to it. But what happens was people go, oh, well, I've got a grill outside. I'll just bring it inside because that's heat. And then that builds up carbon monoxide in their house, and then they die from asphyxiation. So it's one of those, you can't just have an open flame in your house right. Because
it
uses up the oxygen.
Is A, I don't want anyone to die, but B, I think they need to pull themselves up by their bootstraps.
Oh my God.
As a Texan would say.
Wow.
That's what a Texan would say. That is a Texan quote. That's all I'm saying.
The views of Adam Burns are not necessarily views of Mix Minus or its other host. Yeah.
No, I did not say survival of the fittest, Lamont Cranston. I'm not going that far. I'm just saying it snowed. Okay, people, it snowed here too. I don't know. Anyway, that's all I'm saying.
But you're used to snow.
No, it
snows
here about as often as it here as it does there.
No, Texas is a very large state. There are parts of Texas that it almost never snows.
And Auntie Scott says, except for some amazing people, just a few, Texas can go fuck itself and die. Okay, see, again, I didn't say that either. Mm-hmm. So I feel like my viewpoint was much more tame.
Well, sadly, the person in Texas that I wanted to die left the state, went to Cancun. So
I know. Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. I mean, it's just funny to me. It's really just funny to me. I don't really care what he does, but... And he had a bag packed. And then he admitted today, well, I was going to stay until the weekend.
Well, yeah, because they found his return trip. He couldn't very well deny it. He's like, he had
booked. And what's her name? AOC is
But
like,
once it became a problem, I came back immediately.
Beto O'Rourke is doing all this amazing stuff. AOC's about to fly there or has already flown there and raised $2 million and all of this stuff. I can't even build a snowman because, not that I really wanted to build a snowman, to be honest, but if...
Do you if want I, to build a snowman?
But I went out there and tried to make a snowball because I thought, oh, Mark and I could have a snowball fight. Mm-hmm. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. And it's too powdery. It won't stick together. Because it's so cold. It's a very dry snow.
Elsa? Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like you've gone away. We used to be best baddies. And now we're not. I wish you could tell me why. Do you want to build a snowman?
Doesn't have to be a snowman. Yeah, sorry.
I pulled up the browser. I was going to look something up, and then I forgot.
Oh,
what I was gonna look up. Two requests. One you've heard before. Please don't get your chicken from Anti-Homo Filet. Second, stop mentioning Fat S on Every Geeky Gay. I don't mention him on Every Geeky Gay.
I haven't heard you mention Fatty in several Geeky Gays.
I may have mentioned him this week, but I didn't mention him today for sure.
We've had this conversation for about Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A used to be run by a very homophobic bastard who is no longer in charge of Chick-fil-A. And they have gone as far as you can reasonably expect a corporation to go to try to make amends in that. And at some point, you have to let people make amends. At some point, you have to say, okay, you're allowed to, you've apologized, you've donated a lot of money to our organizations and whatnot. Okay, it's now okay to eat your chicken. So, just saying.
Things change. We don't speak about Chick-fil-A anymore.
Well, I just find it fascinating that it's like, yes, there was a time then Chick-fil-A was a horrible place and you shouldn't, and Cracker Barrel for that matter, but they have both changed.
Oh, I just had Cracker Barrel breakfast last week.
But I know, but they have both changed. They've both made steps in the right direction. Well, and it's like, if we don't patronize them and, if we don't support them in their changes, then they'll just change back. So it's like, if you want to eat at Chick-fil-A, now's the time to eat there because they're making strides in the right direction. Oh, good. I guess we're going to talk about this. If you want to hear this topic more fully, make sure you listen to That Darn Elvis coming up on many of these Pride 48 stations.
They certainly do hire the gay boys because, boy, You go there and order something, and there are all kinds of cute little Twinkie gay boys.
I don't even think that's Chick-fil-A. I've noticed that before. You can tell which fast food restaurants have a gay manager because you'll walk in and it's like Twink Central in there. It's just like, Jesus Christ, did all of these people get hired from like the nightclub? It's just like,
man, our local Chick-fil-A must have a gay manager then because, whew, they have all kinds of Twinks working there. All kinds of Twinks.
I remember there was this one. I don't know what the point of this sentence is or this stuff, but I'm going to say it anyway. When I lived in Connecticut, I used to eat at Chipotle a lot. And it was one of the few restaurants that was in walking distance of my office downtown. So I would go to Chick-fil-A, I would go to Panera, and I would go to another place. When I had to eat by myself, when I would go and grab it and take it back to the office. So I ate at Chick-fil-A. Shit. I ate at Chipotle,
yes.
Three times a week for lunch. And, they knew me downtown. They were very happy to see me. They were always smiling. It's like that downtown Chipotle, the employees were very nice. They were very efficient, and they all seemed to be having a good time. The manager was very nice. And then there was another Chipotle near my apartment that I would eat at on the weekends, and that Chipotle, the employees were miserable, and the manager was just like this cunt that was just like constantly over their shoulders and like screaming at them and stuff. And it's like, and they got more things wrong in their orders than I would care to remember. And it's like, that's a manager can make or break a restaurant. It's like, that's what I'm trying to, I guess that would be my point. It's just like, happy employees make good employees. Thank you. This has been a public service.
If I didn't think it would be so much work, I would open up a franchise of some fast food because I love fast food, and I used to work at a fast food restaurant, and you can make a lot of money if you pick a good one. If you pick one that people really enjoy, you can, if you own it, you can make a lot of money, but I'm not because it's a lot of work, and you can only afford to hire people who don't do a good job.
Have you put anything on the Trello?
I did. Well, yeah, I put a couple of things.
Did you put Walmart on there? If not, we need to toss Walmart on there.
I did not put Walmart on there.
Did you see the announcement that you made today?
Well, there was an announcement yesterday about raising the wages.
Yeah, well, okay, I read it today. I was kind of busy yesterday.
Is that a bad thing? Are we doing a bad thing?
No, I thought it was a very good thing. I was going to commend your company for doing that. Well, now there's no point in doing it. I just did.
No, let's talk about it.
I thought that was
stock went down though right after they announced that.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, I mean, people have conflated the stock market with you know, a company's health or the nation's health, if that matters. Like the stock market indicates the health of one thing and one thing only, and that is the investor class. The stock market indicates the health of the investor class.
But I'm an investor class in that, I mean, I have Walmart stock.
Yeah, so but you don't need it out
right
now.
It directly impacts me.
No, you don't need it right now.
Actually, I did sell. You know, I sold most of my Walmart stock with the idea that I was going to go buy a bunch of index funds, and I haven't bought anything.
That is,
and I've got a bunch of money that I have is just sitting there that I need to buy something, and I haven't done it.
I would like to build on Auntie Scott's idea in the chat room of your fast food restaurant. I think you should serve green potatoes and rice.
I know, right? just the eyes of the potatoes.
And that blowfish that's like, if you don't cut it just right, you die. I think you should sell just deadly foods. And you can call it just like deadly foods. Oh, that would be a great name for the rest. Deadly fast. There you go. It's just like,
will Guy Fieri come and do a drivers, dine-ins, and drives or whatever it's called?
Oh my God. If you kill Guy Fieri from him eating at your restaurant, I will pay you extra money.
And be like, it's amazing blowfish.
You have to cook it just right or else you die. And then he dies. That'd be great.
Yeah, I did put a few things. I've got three things on the Trello.
I see that. I have nothing on the Trello.
I'm letting you arrange them however you'd like. I did not put them in the on deck because I know you like to arrange. You like
okay.
to
work. All right. I'm going to put them over right now. Let's see.
We also have a couple of voicemails, but I did not.
Oh, yeah, we got a few that came in today, right? Or yesterday, or
not as many as I would have liked, listeners.
Oh, were you asking for them?
Well, yeah, but we only got one after I asked. So nobody listens to me.
I don't have a tweet of the week.
We got one without me asking, and I haven't listened to either one of them, so I don't know what they say.
Are the phones the phone calls, or are you going to talk about phones?
I'm going to talk about phones.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
It's a very small topic.
Okay. Well, we can
put it. I just thought I would mention it.
We can put it between contact and the news game.
Tiny, even.
Yeah, I don't have a lot. I didn't. My week has literally been consumed with trying to get pictures scanned in and getting them off to the, you know, to the funeral home, and then writing that damn eulogy. I put that thing off so damn long. I finished.
It was very good.
I went through four different drafts until I arrived at the one that I did. And I wrote that in about 2 hours, and I immediately called Scott and said, hey, do you have some time for me to read this to you? Because I want to check my tone and whatnot. And it was actually Scott and Drew that listened to me read it. And so they said very good things about it. And so that was the one that I went with. So
did he critique the number of likes?
Now, in that speech,
it was written, so there were no likes.
It was outlined. I mean, I did not read the speech word for word. Okay. It was outlined. I knew where I was going with it. But I don't feel like I said a lot of likes because I went back and listened to it. I don't think
I said. No, you didn't.
I dropped the same line with Scott and Drew and started over with them. And then I ended up dropping that line in the actual speech, which makes me mad because I started it by saying, anyone who knows me knows I like to talk a lot. Put me in front of a microphone and I'll go on and on and on. And then the next line was supposed to be, I get that from my father. And I missed that line.
Oh.
So.
You just needed a co-host up there. it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
You should have riffed with the priest.
That's,
you know.
He had a great voice. The priest had a great voice. Yeah. He was boring as hell. Actually, in talking to him in person, he's a very interesting man, and he has a great personality. But I forgot. I think I mentioned this to you. I forgot how pointless and boring some church services are, where they just read words with zero context, and it's just.
I think you're talking about kind of the beginning.
Yeah, and he was
because he did read some scripture or something that. There wasn't really much of a story or tie-in along with it. He just read some stuff.
Yeah, it would be like me reading a news story, but in the most boring way possible. It was just like, the legislation, which had already been passed in pieces out of individual committees, was packaged together by the House Budget Committee. The panel will take up the bill Monday, and it's expected to come to the House floor for a vote later next week. Democrats have a narrow margin to pass the bill, and Republican leaders have already begun whipping their members against it and arguing it spends too much money.
I will say this, though. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a little bit of out of context.
Yeah.
The theme of what he was reading looped around to a general message of, you know, whatever you want to say at a funeral, but he didn't really work to tie anything in. He just kind of read something. But at least you don't have, he didn't do a sermon.
No, that's true.
Because like sometimes, dad, so. Sometimes they do a little sermon, a little 10, 15 minute.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they did hey, my, everybody, yeah. you're all going to hell.
Yeah, my dad's funeral, when the church was packed, yeah, the guy did a, not the same preacher, it was a different preacher, but he did a sermon thing. I was so annoyed by that.
So that's good. You didn't have to suffer through that.
The one thing that did happen, the pre-show tonight is heavily on funeral talk, but the one thing that happened when I was talking, you know, to my family afterwards, is we have a running joke in the family of who's the favorite. And we did this when mom and dad were alive too. Like we always kind of work that into a conversation. It's just like somehow that you're the favorite child. And at my dad's funeral, when my sister talked, she mentioned that she was his favorite child and, you know, whatever. And I was the last. And so
jokingly or seriously?
Yeah, no, jokingly.
Okay.
And this time, none of them said it. And I was the last one to speak. So I took it. So I said it in my speech because I was just like, I threw it in there. Cause I'm like, you know what? You had your chance. I went last. You all had your chance to do it. So I took it. They were mad at me about it. Not really, but I mean, there was like, so my sister, said that she wanted to like boo. And I was like, that would have been great. You should have booed. It's like, boo, get to the speech, boo. But yeah. All right. Are we ready to start?
I would like to go get a drink refill. Ooh,
go do that because I'm also going to do that.
Because I will run out if I don't.
Yes, so. Go do that. I'll talk to the chat room. Hi, chat room. Adam is going away for a drink right now. Anybody want to take a guess that we're just going to drink? It's a trick question. It's Diet Mountain Dew. And that would be like asking what I'm going to drink, which, you know, again, trick question. It's strawberry watermelon, Walmart stuff. That's what I drink. I'm not apologizing for it, nor do I feel that I should. RT Cruiser says, I've had to attend two church funerals so far this year. I'm at my quota. Yeah, my nephew said last night that no one has permission to die for the next 15 years. He's done with funerals. So no family members are allowed to die for the next 15 years. So it's going to be difficult because I think his other grandmother is also 90. So I don't think she's going to make it to 105. But that's all right. It was also just really kind of odd to do this whole thing during COVID. It was so weird. Because after the service, we were getting texts from people that, oh, I saw it online and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you don't really think about that, right? You think it's like, oh, I'm just doing this in front of a bunch of people here. But, yeah, I mean, they weren't tons of people. I think the YouTube channel has like 60 something people viewed it. So it wasn't a huge number. You know, as it goes, the soloist was really good though. And she sang two songs that I had sang at that church, as in my younger days. She didn't know that. I don't know that it matters, but I did. I really suck at just speaking by myself here. That's what we're getting at here. I do not have a career in just speaking by myself. Oh, Adam has reintroduced himself into the room here. I don't know if Joe in Dallas is listening or not, but Joe in Dallas, if you are listening, I had put out the call at one point for porn or jokes or whatever. And let me tell you, Joe in Dallas, like, normally sends me porn, which I appreciate a lot. But Joe in Dallas stepped up his porn game, like, on, like, to 11. He sent some stuff that was, like, the best porn stuff that he sent in forever.
Normally it's really good, but sometimes he's just phoning it in. Like, I feel
like... No, let me tell you, Joe in Dallas deeply appreciated, my friend. Deeply appreciated. I've bookmarked several of those that you sent because they were very good. So...
Where does he send them to you? Because he sends them to me in Twitter.
Discord.
And they're usually in Twitter.
Yeah, no, Discord.
It's usually porn in Twitter, you know?
Deeply, yes. Yes, Auntie Scott, I am deeply, deeply appreciate the porn. All right, I'm going to go get my drink now. Now it's your turn to stumble around.
Okay, I wonder, you can go. I'm talking to the chat room. I wonder about Joe, and he sends quite a few of us porn, and so I've heard. So he sends me porn and Twitter, and he tries to tailor it to your various, you know, likes and dislikes. At least I think he does. And you know, I enjoy a nice understall scene. I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I enjoy that. He sends those to me. And, but what I wonder is, does he ever get to, first of all, does he really, really, really enjoy the research? Is he sitting around having a really good time, you know, doing whatever you do when you're looking at porn, and he's just jotting down on a notepad or something, oh, this one was good, you know, or whatever, and everything's getting a little sticky? Or is it more of a job? He's like, oh, crap. I gotta find some more. Okay, Adam likes, you know, understall. Daniel likes carrot insertion. You know, I don't know. And so anyway, I'd always wonder, like, how this process goes. Because he sends me stuff almost every day. No, understall is not... does not involve Mr. Ed. It does not involve... It's a public restroom. It's a public restroom. And that... it, you know, public restroom stuff. No. There are no Wilbers, no Eds involved in any of this. Nothing. So I just... post. So Auntie, to anyone listening to the recording, Auntie Scott in the chat room says post wipe or pre wipe. So normally, you know, just to, I feel like, you know, this Auntie Scott, because actually public displays of affection are more from, they don't happen as often nowadays as they used to happen. And when I say public displays of affection, I mean having sexual experiences in public places, because now everyone has Grindr and other things, and they go on there and they find someone, and then they just go to each other's house, you know, so it doesn't happen. So I would have thought you would know all about it, because back before Grindr, back in the golden days,
oh God,
you would do, you know, you would go to the urinal and have your signals and have the correct hanky in your pocket and
tap, you know, on the ground, tap,
whatever,
tap.
whatever the case, you know, look, kind of get that glance where you look each other in the eyes and stare longingly. Oh, you're just full of them, full of the puns tonight. Auntie Scott says public display of erections. Yes.
I see that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm telling the ones listening to the recording. You know, I have to read the chat room.
Oh, no, I get that. It's fine. Just because I say something doesn't mean it. By the way, your camera is... are you using a built-in camera? Okay.
Is it too low? Is that,
yeah,
too
you, high, it was just, you were just a head and a neck. It was just like, you're just down here.
That's so fine. I mean, you don't need to see much.
Whatever. Oh, Drew is shouting the puns.
Oh, so Drew's shouting the
ladies
puns.
And gentlemen, okay. On the pun work tonight, Drew O'Brien. Put your hands together for... the punniest man in the West.
Drew O'Brien to the main stage. Drew O'Brien.
Plosives there.
All right. Let me make sure I'm recording.
Yes.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
I do not have sound effects tonight.
Okay.
So I'll just have to say you're correct or whatever. Like I don't have any of that. Yes. Thank you, Cyclone. I formatted my SD card already. It is ready to go. It's telling me I have. So I only need to record myself then. That's it.
That's it. Track one, baby.
I have 15 hours worth of recording available on the SD card. I have looked. Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Well, let me hit record.
Okay.
Now I'm ready.
Like, oh, you're ready. Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was being quiet.